The Springboks are an old age home. There's no way South Africa's best players make it to the next Rugby World Cup. You've heard these accusations, and today you're going to get a front row seat as I attempt to look at how true, or indeed false, those claims are. Now, we've not only heard this stuff from our own fans, out of concern mostly, but also the international haters have hopped on board, like former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen. He said they rely on a lot of their big men, and if they lose some of their big men, have they got men to replace them? So far, they have. Now, I grant you, Hansen was speaking mostly about our bomb squad there, but it was also a conversation about age. A lot of our big men, as he calls them, are on the wrong side of 30. And yes, at some point, they will retire. Do we have more big men ready to replace them? Well, let's start by looking at this graphic of Springboks who feature in Dr. Rassie Erasmus's latest squad and are at least 30 years old as we speak. We'll also look at how old they will be come the Rugby World Cup in Australia in 2027. So these are the forwards, and I'm going to do it in alphabetical order by surname, so I don't want to be accused of favoritism or anything of that nature. So we've got Luit de Jager, who's currently 32. He'll be 34 come the Rugby World Cup in 2027. Pieter Steph du Toit is 32, but he'll be 35 at that Rugby World Cup in 2027. So obviously that means that he's still turning 33 later this year, because I know you're going to look at that and then you're going to say, Pete, how can he be 32 now, but the one guy will be 34 and the other guy will be 35? It's because Pieter Steph du Toit's birthday is still coming up. Thomas du Toit, he's 30. He'll be 32 at the World Cup. Eben Etzebeth is 33. He will turn 36 during that Rugby World Cup. So he'll be 35 at the beginning of the tournament, but he'll turn 36 during the competition. Neatling Fischer, 32, turning 34. John Klein, 31, he'll be 34, so his birthday is also still coming up. Vincent Koch is 35, and he'll be turning, or he will be 37 at that World Cup. Siya Kolisi is 33, he'll be 36. Vulcolo is 30, he'll be 33. Same with Malcolm Marks. Bongi Mbonambi is 34, he'll be 36. The same applies to Franco Mostert. Kwakha Smith is 32, he'll be 34. And then we've got Adrie Snyman, who is 30, and he'll be 32 come the Rugby World Cup in 2027. And now here we have the backline players for you. Lukanyo Am, he is 31 currently. He'll be 33 by the time the Rugby World Cup rolls around. Damien Dealenda is 33, he'll be 35. Faf de Klerk is 33, but he will turn 36 during that tournament. Andre Esterhazen is 31, turning 33. Chesson Colby is 31 and will celebrate his 34th birthday during that Rugby World Cup. Jesse Creel is 31, he'll be 33. Willie Leroux is 35 now and will be 38 by the time the Rugby World Cup begins in 2027. Makazole Mapimpi is 34, he'll be 37. Andre Pollard is 31, he'll be 33. And Kobus Reinach is 35 and he will be 37. Now look, if a guy is 30 now, and he'll be 32 in Australia in 2027, I'm not concerned. Decades ago, if a player was 32, he was basically finished. But that's not the case anymore. Advances in technology, medicine and science have meant that the modern athlete can comfortably play a little longer than what they used to be. Yes, there were guys around in their mid to late 30s in the 80s and 90s, I know that, but those guys were mostly outliers. I think if you were 32 in 1985 or 1995, it's like being 35 or even 36, 37, 38 in 2025. But even with all of that being said, let's look at those graphics again, but this time only featuring the players who will be 35 or older. So we've got Pieter Steph du Toit, who's 32. His birthday is still to come, which means he'll be 33 at some point this year, and then he'll be 35 by the time the 2027 Rugby World Cup rolls around. So he's probably at the low end of my criteria here. Eben Etzebeth is 33. His birthday will actually be celebrated during the World Cup when he turns 36. So he's definitely in the red zone, as is Vincent Koch, who will be 37 at that Rugby World Cup, currently 35. Sia's 33, birthday still to come. So he'll be 36 at the World Cup. 36 will be the same age that Bongi Mbonambi will be, as will Franco Mostert, who are both currently 34. So for me, those are the six players that we are looking at, and we're asking, can these six guys make it to Australia? In terms of the backline players, Damian Dialenda is currently 33. He'll be 35 at the Rugby World Cup. So again, that's at the low end of the threshold in terms of my criteria. Faf de Klerk is 33. He'll be 36. He'll be turning 36 during the Rugby World Cup. Willy Leroux is 35. He'll be 38. Makazole Mapimpi is 34. He'll be 37. Kobus Reinach is 35. He'll also be 37 in Australia. And quite frankly, realistically, you've got five players there, and I think we've got serious question marks against four of those five in terms of whether or not they can actually make it to Australia in 2027. For me, we've got six players there that you have to seriously question whether or not they can make it to Australia. If you ask me, I'm going to say half of them can probably be on the plane in 2027. And just to be clear, we're talking specifically now about the forwards. I'll come to the backline players. And I know you're going to push me to say who those three are. Well, Siya Kolisi as our captain, you'd have to include. Then, how do you exclude Eben Etzebeth or Peter Steph Du Toit? But that means we don't take Bongi Mbonambi to the World Cup. And then, with all due respect to Vincent Koch and Franco Mostert, they're not first choice anymore. And there's probably one or two too many younger players who have now moved ahead of them. Again, that's not me being disrespectful. Both those men have been outstanding servants to Springbok rugby. And they helped us win in Japan and again in France. So nothing but love to them. Now, let's look at those backline players. Also, only players who are 35 plus at the next Rugby World Cup. Okay, time to be brutally honest. Does a 38-year-old Willy Leroux go to the Rugby World Cup? I don't think so. Damian Willemser and Apelele Fassi are ahead of him, and in 2 years' time, Doc likely opts for Sasha Feinberg Ngome Zulu, Andre Pollard, and even Cheslin Kolbe as sufficient fullback cover in an emergency. I've said before, I can see Willy transitioning into a coaching role, perhaps even a consultant specializing in space interpretation. Why not? What about Makazole Mapimpi and Kobus Reinach, who will both be 37? This is a tough one because in terms of franchise rugby, Mapimpi is still playing at a high level. But is he ahead of Kurt Liorenser? In the case of Reinach, he's not ahead of Grant Williams, and neither is Faf, who will be 35 turning 36 at the next World Cup. We know Doc likes Jaden Hendrickse, for better or for worse, and I suspect there's place in the Australia World Cup squad for one of Faf or Kurbis. Take your pick. But remember, they are not first choice anymore. And then I think, out of all these older players in the backline, Damian Dialenda is the only player whose place is safe. He only just makes my list, since he will be 35 at that World Cup. But to be clear, he's not playing in the USA in 2031, is he? Right. So with all that being said, this so-called Springbok old age home is not necessarily the problem it is made out to be. As I say, I don't have a problem with a bunch of 32, 33, and even 34-year-olds in the squad in the modern context, because it's not the crisis it was a few decades ago. Also, I think there's enough of an injection of youth in other areas. I mean, in a typical Springbok matchday 23, assuming everyone is fit, you have Feinberg Ngome Zulu, Willemser, Williams, and Aronser, all under 30, and that's just in the back line. So that's 4 out of 7, that's more than half. That's under 30 in Australia in 2027, to be clear. And up front, Oxenche, Ruan Nokia, and Jasper Visser are all in the safe zone in terms of age. Okay, that's 3 out of 8, it's less than half, and I grant you that Nokia might not necessarily be first choice. But in 2024, he played a lot of the tests. So yeah, our pack is certainly a little older, but a lot of the newer players are all in a good age bracket. So the question really is for me whether or not men like Willy Leroux, Vincent Koch, Bongi Mbonambi, Makazole Mapimpi, and a couple of others have got enough in the tank to make it to Australia. Don't forget what a 37-year-old Dion Fury did in France in 2023. But also worth pointing out that he was not surrounded by a whole bunch of players who were in and around that same age. The other thing is that by selecting 50 players already this year, and 54 actually, not yet involved in test matches, but you know what I mean, bear with me here, Dr. Erasmus selected 51 for test matches last year, so he's not only building depth, but also easing the load on these older players. And that means that even though it's going to be 2027, a lot of these older campaigners' bodies might feel like it's still 2024 or 2025. Put another way, I might be 35, but I still feel like I'm 31, 32, 33. And when we're talking about the finest of margins, and as we South Africans know, a Rugby World Cup can very well be won by the finest of margins, i.e. 1-point victories in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and final, well then those finest of margins can make all the difference when it matters most. But only time will tell. So what do you think? Do you think these players are all indeed over the hill and Rassie needs to drop them ASAP? Or maybe Erasmus should have discarded of them after the last World Cup and now finds himself in a pickle. Perhaps you think we should just keep them going for as long as they are capable. Let them break down and then we move on. Let me know in the comment section down below. And if you enjoy the work that I do and you'd like to help me out, you can sign up to become one of my patrons. If you do that, you stand the chance to win Springbok merch, get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online shop. You might even be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite player. And we can even have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok matches, players, and tactics. If that sounds like something you want to be a part of, then click on the link in the description area below. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Zimbabwean. The reason I'd love you to join my dream team is because I would love to do this full time. I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you on a daily basis from down under. So go on, help a brother out. And if you used to work at Eskom and you got a lack of payout, then I'm expecting you to sign up on the tier that is $100 per month. And I'll speak to you next time.